Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of What's on Your Mind. Today, Senator Kevin Cramer joins us. A little bit of a schedule change. She'll join us for the Talk Radio Town Hall in this hour. So your calls, questions, and comments are welcome for him. 701-258-0550. You notice how I said that nice and slow right there for you. 701-258-0550. I received a little scolding yesterday from a wonderful What's on Your Mind listener.
Uh-oh, what'd you do?
Said that I say the numbers too fast. It's not the first time we've heard this. And I think I've been...
Fine.
Exactly right. So I just want to atone for my little mess up there. And to tell you that you can call us at 701-258-0550. You can text me, 701-237-1590. A couple of ways to reach us right there. Or you can email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. Leave your comments on our Facebook page. Ask away on your questions for our next guest, Senator Kevin Cramer, of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Well, good. You're casual today. You can watch the show, by the way. We're both casual today. I'm following CDC recommendations. The most common sense CDC recommendation there is, if you don't feel good, stay home. Now, there you go. Yeah. If we all followed that, then I don't know that there'd even be a pandemic, right?
But of course, Scotty, when you and I were growing up, I don't know about you, but my dad, his position was, if you're not feeling well, tough it out and work.
Exactly. That's what we all grew up on. Ah, oh, come on. Don't be lazy and stay at home. No, go to work and infect everybody else. That's great advice, isn't it?
Feel worse, make it last longer, and infect everyone else.
No kidding.
The difference is your dad was out there climbing power poles, see, so he could be out there in the great wilderness and feel a little better. Those of us that are stuck in an office.
Yeah, spray the germs all over the countryside as he's up the pole.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But the reason I'm casual today, Scott, is first of all, of course, we're enjoying this phenomenal prairie rain throughout the region, and that's been pretty good. But and by the way, so people know, the reason I'm doing this today, which is Wednesday, 2 days and an hour earlier than usual, right, Todd? Usually would be at the next hour, is because as soon as I'm done here, I head to Judd, North Dakota. And there may be some people even in North Dakota that don't know where Judd is, but I get to go visit the Service Dogs for America at Judd, North Dakota. And what that is it's a place that trains dogs, service dogs. And as you know, Senator Tom Tillis and I introduced the PAWS Act, which has become law now, as President Biden signed it a couple of weeks ago. And what the PAWS Act does is it sets up five pilot programs around the country where service dogs are aligned with veterans, particularly veterans experiencing PTSD. And anyway, the folks in Judd have probably as good, if not the best, service dog training facility and breeding facility in the country. And they've been training these dogs that do remarkable things. So anyway, I'm going to go down and visit with them a little bit about Service Dogs for America, the PAWS Act, how we can hopefully connect the North Dakota Veterans Affairs region into being maybe becoming one of those five pilots. But either way, we want to work closely with the folks at Judd. And anyway, I'm going to go tour the facility, talk to them about the PAWS Act. They're going to talk to me about what they're doing. I'm going to actually a little surprise for them. I have a couple of copies, original copies of the red line version of the legislation itself signed by the president, and we'll present that to them as well. So anyway, kind of a cool day. On my way then to Fargo to visit with contractors from the Associated General Contractors. We're having their regional meetings around the state, and tonight I'm going to hook up with them in Fargo and talk a little bit about infrastructure, real infrastructure, guys, right? The kind that you drive on. And then head up to Grand Forks for the UAS Summit, the Unmanned Aerial Systems Summit, and I bring in a guest with me. Every year I try to bring a guest. Last year my guest was the director of the Space Development Agency, and 1 year later we have a space station, so to speak. Grand Forks Air Force Base has been announced anyway. They're developing now, putting in one of the first two ground stations for satellite control. So this year my guest is the director of Research and Development for the United States Navy, Admiral Selby, who's just a really interesting guy, fascinating guy, innovative, obviously, sort of a disruptor, and he's going to talk to the group. I'll make some comments, introduce him, he'll talk to the group, and we're going to facilitate a little Q&A with the folks at the summit about how North Dakota can do even more to be on the bleeding edge of innovation when it comes to autonomous and unmanned systems. We carved out quite a little niche here in North Dakota in that realm, as you know, and the folks at Grand Forks have led the way. So we're looking forward to that tomorrow.
Besides the USS North Dakota, most folks don't think there's a huge naval connection to North Dakota, right?
Yeah.
Air Force Base, yes, and obviously playing a role in the war on terror now as well through the Garden National Reserve. So how does the Navy have a stronger future in North Dakota?
Great question. So as you probably know, North Dakota has a lot of naval officers. We had a lot of admirals. Stuart Munch, was just in North Dakota this summer for Navy Week. He's an Oaks native, wears three stars on his shoulder, one of the top-ranking naval officers in the country. The two previous back-to-back superintendents of the Naval Academy are North Dakotans. And, of course, you can go all the way back to the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Bill Owens, from Bismarck, whose portrait hangs in our state capitol as a Rough Rider Award recipient. He was a naval admiral, four-star naval admiral. And anyway, so we have quite a Navy history. But I think the important thing is, remember, at NDSU they do research for the Navy. They actually grow barnacles. They have a barnacle lab. We also have in today's, very contemporary, modern, of course, war fighting, such as unmanned systems, autonomous systems, all of this technology is ubiquitous across the lines. And when we live in an era, and you're hearing a lot about it right now, of artificial intelligence, cyber security, the cyber warfare, Space Force, which we helped stand up. I helped stand up, and of course, again, Grand Forks and the Cavalier, and even our missile systems over in Minot are very dependent on satellites and space and cyber security. All of those things are relevant to the joint command. And so it's really not so much about which silo or which service you're in as, what your area of expertise is. With regard to the Navy and Admiral Selby, what I'm hoping he brings to today or to tomorrow's conference or summit is helping North Dakota innovators in this space, this ecosystem that's been developed and created here in our state, in our region, help sort of guide them a little bit and, what are the needs of the military? What are the needs specifically of the Navy? This last summer, I went out to Bremerton, where there are a number of course, naval installations, large bases, shipyards, very active area. They actually have, and I toured, the autonomous submarine base. And I was able to see an example of every level of autonomous submarine. You can imagine the value and the importance that creates in terms of intelligence gathering and war fighting and putting targets on targets. And I think North Dakota plays an important role in that and can play an important role in its academy or academic and intellectual institutions. And remember, even our chancellor is a former Navy admiral. So Chancellor Hagrott is a great veteran and a great patriot and understands cyber better than pretty much anybody else I know in North Dakota, maybe just about anywhere. And he too came from the United States Navy.
Let's go to some calls, questions, and comments on any and all topics today. That's part of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Lay it on us, John in Washburn for Senator Kramer. Go ahead.
Senator, I just wanted two things. I wanted to thank you for actually asking meaningful questions of the generals and joint staff members there. Governor Abbott of Texas recently wrote an executive order to block vaccine mandates, and I'm wondering if you could do your part to urge our governor to also block these mandates.
Well, I don't know what my part would be other than fully support the concept. I think all of us have collectively in our self-governed system have the opportunity to encourage that. I don't have the governor's job. I don't know all of the issues that surround his particular, jurisdiction that might, cause him to lean one way or the other, nor do I have any idea which way he is leaning. I do know this much. Pretty much every governor I've ever known believes strongly in states' rights and federalism, and that mandates from the federal government are not a good idea, no matter how noble they might seem or how noble their intentions. That's just not how we do things in the United States of America, and that we need to trust our local jurisdictions. And I would say, with regard to mandates, that the more local, the better, because every jurisdiction is different, different cultures, different experiences, different recent and long-term history. So,
you know what else is interesting about this?
Governor Abbott, absolutely.
More on this with Senator Kramer when we come back. John and Washburn, thank you. Monty and Tioga, you're next. Don't go away.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To a crawfish bowl. Don't wash jeans while you're changing the oil. When you find yourself dating a bridesmaid, you accidentally bring him to the wedding. If you pour yourself a murder.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. About time to start thinking about what is for lunch today, so let's take a look, should we? Swedish meatballs are a hot item today. You can have Swedish meatballs in Valley City or West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. Lasagna, NP Avenue downtown or Valley City. You've got meatball subs on 12th Avenue and I-29, chicken tater tot hot dish in Glendon, or Salisbury Steak in Ulam. These are all at PetroServe USA locations, famous for home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA. Back with Senator Kramer, just to piggyback on the question that came from John in Washburn about his desire for Governor Burgum to join. By the way, Governor Gianforte in Montana started this. The moment this was announced, he did an executive order on this. And there's been talk also. I got a text from a listener saying the special session of the legislature is going to deal with this if Governor Burgum doesn't in North Dakota, that coming up in November. And obviously now you've got Texas as well in the news. Here's my question. What is Biden up to? Because he announced this in September. But there's no rule. There's no, enforcement mechanism. There's no, that shouldn't be considered the norm either, should it? Hey, you will, you shall, you must if you have 100 more employees. But meanwhile, what's the penalty? How is this enforced? Is it OSHA? Who does it? There's all kinds of uncertainty here, isn't there?
There is, Scott. And you know, it's interesting. One of the things I recall, even from my days as a regulator, that when you have as big a megaphone as, well, lots of people, but especially the President of the United States, you find out that your words matter. That, if the Secretary of, or if the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the wrong thing, you have trouble in China. If the President of the Federal Reserve, belches, you have inflation. I mean, and presidents have a lot of power in their words. And when you have a pending regulation or even thinking about a regulation or announcement of a potential regulation, it has the same in fact, a worse chilling effect, oftentimes, than the regulation itself, because everybody in the value chain has to plan for the worst case scenario, and they do. And so if you're not capable or able, for example, in the case of Joe Biden, he may not have the constitutional authority to issue a mandate like that. I frankly don't think he does. But whether he does or he doesn't, the fact that he's willing to do it sends a message into the marketplace, and that message causes all kinds of behavior. And some of it's to prepare for the worst. Others, prepare a lawsuit. But what it creates more than anything is chaos because of, quote, to your point, the uncertainty of it. The problem is when the uncertainty is worse than the certainty, and the certainty is really, really bad in this case, you're confronted with a bad future. And this is created by him. And the idea, by the way, you maybe know that the Secretary of Energy is going to be in North Dakota this week. I won't be able to hook up with her, even though I'll be in Grand Forks. But and she's going to be in Grand Forks for a couple of hours because I'm at the UAS summit. But she just said the other day on a TV show, I think it was yesterday on a TV news show, somebody was asking her if she's concerned at all that, by the increase in the gas prices. And, there's been more than a dollar in the last year added to the price of a gallon of gasoline. And, of course, this is all part of the hyperinflation that is the result of the Biden administration policies. And they asked if they're concerned about that and the president's role in all of that. And she said, well, the presidents don't set the price of gasoline. The markets do, which is either a very dishonest or a very naive statement. Because, again, the president of the United States, in this case, Joe Biden, has literally, almost intentionally caused, almost unilaterally caused hyperinflation because he has put out all of these mandates, because he's shut down businesses, because he has thrown lots of free money into the marketplace without any supply side. In other words, growing the demand, shrinking supply, reducing the energy, not consumption, but the energy production in the United States of America. We went from, at the beginning of this year, at the very end of the Trump administration, of having no imports, for example, of Saudi Arabia oil, to now begging Saudi Arabia to bail us out of inflation because we're producing half as much. We have half as many rigs right now as we had 2 years ago when Donald Trump was the president. That means we have to get our oil from somewhere else. All of that leads to the price spike in gasoline today. Those are Biden administration policies that have created that. And long answer to the point, but yeah, he is, in my view, almost solely responsible for what's happening in our economy right now on the downside.
Let's go to Monty and Tioga. Question for Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Yours welcome as well. 701-258-0550 or text us 701-237-1590. Monty, go ahead.
Hey, Monty.
Monty, we can't hear you. Maybe you're muted there. Want to give it another try for Senator Cramer? Monty in Tioga? All right, we're going to put him back on hold. You give him a try, Daniel. Sure, we'll go to Clinton Bismarck while we're waiting. Go ahead, Clint. You're up. Senator Cramer.
Good morning. The current state of affairs, it's easy to point fingers, but what are you going to do about it? I guess you were part of the $1.2 trillion you voted for that.
I wrote half of it. For you. You bet.
My other question for you, and that was 65% garbage, but it was sold as infrastructure. But my other question would be, Donald Trump at his recent rally claims that we left the best of the best in Afghanistan, including helicopters. And you were on this program stating that what we left over there wasn't worth bringing home. So who's lying to us? Can you tell me that?
Sure. So a couple of things, Clint. Thanks for the question. By the way, first of all, with regard to the infrastructure package, if you wanted to solve or at least go a long ways in solving the inflation problem, what we ought to do is pass the infrastructure package. And the reason for that is we did pass it in the Senate, as you know. It is 100% infrastructure. There's some questionable infrastructure, like charging stations for electric vehicles, but it is all hard infrastructure. And, by the way, it 100% paid for, identifiable pay for dollars. And not only that, but it actually invests in the supply side of the economy, which is why we're having this inflation problem, because Joe Biden has invested all the money on the demand side, along with the Federal Reserve and others. So the $1 trillion real infrastructure package would actually lower inflation, fight inflation. That's been demonstrated by countless conservative economists just in the last couple of months that have analyzed it and have said the same thing. Because for one thing, you're paying people to work. The second thing is you're paying to move product. Right now we have a supply chain problem. Ports, waterways, railroads, roads, bridges, and broadband, airports. All of that is what makes up the $1 trillion real infrastructure package. And the other thing is, and Scott, maybe I make news when I say this, but if House Republicans would band together and help pass that infrastructure package, we wouldn't even be talking about this human infrastructure package, because it would be dead. It would be absolutely dead, because that three-vote margin Nancy Pelosi has in the House because the progressives have forced her hand, that would go away, and we'd be done talking about another $5 trillion.
And, of course, that's precisely why she has put them together in the package over in the House, because she knows that. More with Senator Cramer. We'll ask the second part of the question.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Data collected by the National Institutes of Health show that people who receive the shot of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine have a stronger neutralizing antibody response if they receive an mRNA shot instead of a second J&J booster shot. Russia is not one of the 30 countries invited to this week's virtual counter-ransomware summit hosted by the White House. The involved nations will discuss ways to crack down on global cyber criminal networks. The goal is to stop ransomware attacks without having to rely on the Russian government, which has been accused of harboring cyber criminals. The House of Representatives followed the Senate on Tuesday, voting 219-206 right down party lines to raise the federal debt ceiling by nearly a half a trillion dollars and avert a potential default. While Congress has pushed off the debt limit for now, the fight over the final resolution will take place in December. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Lindell, the fearless warrior for election integrity, is also a great inventor. Invented the famous MyPillow product, and now a whole host of products at MyPillow.com are available to you at the best prices ever. MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com, the home of free speech, uncensored, like YouTube and all the other social media platforms. Great places for you to shop. And when you do that and use the promo code SCOTT, you'll get great deals like on the towel set, regular $109.99, now $39.99. The Giza Dream Sheets, regular $109.99, $49.99. And there's really little risk in this because, A, these are great products, but they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Load up on the gift cards for gifts in your family. Another great way to go. Mike's book is a lot of life lessons in that. From crack addict to CEO, call them at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT when you go to MyPillow.com or promo code SCOTT. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions and comments, welcome, 701-258-0550. Second part of Clint's question was what he sees as a difference in what Donald Trump is saying about the equipment left behind by our military in Afghanistan and what he says you said in that was not of much value. Which is it?
Well, first of all, Clint said that he quoted me as saying all we left was a bunch of junk, and I've been searching and I have not found that anywhere, so I'm not sure who's sort of embellishing the truth here, but with regard to the president, what the president said, and I watched that at least that part of the speech from the other night. So the number we always hear is $80 billion. Of course, that represents the entirety of the 20 years, $80 billion, and the vast majority of which, by the way, was paying salaries and wages. It wasn't equipment. Now, there is equipment. Do not get me wrong, but there's not an Air Force. There's never been an Air Force other than the United States Air Force. Afghanistan does not have an Air Force. They don't have missiles. They don't have nuclear, you know, weapons. We did leave, over the course of those 20 years and toward the end, there as in the withdrawal, for the Afghan forces, not for the Taliban. They left things like some helicopters, I'm sure some Humvees, vehicles like that. The president did specifically mention, and one of the things he specifically mentioned was night vision goggles or night vision glasses, which are, I think he said, are the latest and greatest, the most high tech. And we've heard the same thing. The problem with that isn't even just the value of the night vision goggles as so much as it is the technology that it represents that would be, you know, pretty useful to an enemy, not just the Taliban, but to their friends in China and others. So China, in fact, has even joined in calling for the United States to stop its over-the-horizon surveillance. And so they clearly have a close alliance with China. Our leaving Afghanistan is very good for China. And they're going to take advantage and exploit all that. With regard to the other stuff that was left, such as helicopters and, you know, and maybe other vehicles, a lot of that technology was stripped before our folks left. They left them flying machines, no questions, although not all of them even work. They didn't blow them up. They could have. They probably should have. But again, with the haphazard Afghan withdrawal that, again, the commander-in-chief is solely, unilaterally responsible for. He screwed it up. He himself. And we have, you know, the previous caller talked about my questioning of the generals in our hearing a couple of weeks ago that absolutely were 180 degrees different than the president's statements on how to leave Afghanistan and the strategy for leaving Afghanistan. He was advised not to do it the way he did it. He did it the way he wanted to do it, which meant we, you know, our military left without taking a lot of stuff and prior to other Americans and Afghan allies and partners before we got them out of there. So that's what created the chaos. We could have a long discussion about that. I gave a floor speech about it last week that outlines just how awful it was. But in terms of the equipment that was left, clearly it wasn't the best that the United States has or even anything close to it. But that doesn't mean it wasn't valuable. You know, even if you leave one truck for your enemy, you shouldn't have.
Monty in Tioga for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Monty.
Yes, sir, Kevin Cramer.
Hi, Monty.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
When a senator goes over to Russia and brings them our technology for horizontal drilling, are they not getting paid to do that? And is that not in the worst interests of the state of North Dakota?
So I missed a little bit of that. I'm going to try to paraphrase Scott and tell me if I got it right, because it was sort of in and out. Did he say if a senator goes over to, did he say Russia and brings them technology for horizontal drilling? Was that the context?
That's what I heard, Monty. That's what you meant to say, correct?
Okay, so if a senator goes over to Russia and brings them horizontal drilling technologies, is that in the best interest? I don't know any senators that have done that. I personally have never been to Russia myself, so I don't really know what the context of that would be. Russia is a competitor. Russia is part of OPEC Plus, not OPEC, but they're the less than OPEC Plus. We actually import some Russian. Not so much oil as sort of products, byproducts and finished products from Russia, junk products for the most part, frankly, that do impact, of course, our market here in the United States. And I wish we'd just ban it. Personally, I don't know why we would do anything to help Russia. But this, again, this administration, you know, in allowing the Nord Stream 2 pipeline now to be finished and now operational, gives a competitive edge to Russia, not just competitive edge. It actually creates a captivity by much of Europe to Russia for natural gas. And that has negative consequences for our economy, favorable consequences for Russia's economy, and more importantly, a huge national security and geopolitical advantage for Russia versus the United States of America. And by the way, the European Parliament voted like 400-100 against approving finishing Nord Stream 2, but Joe Biden gave him the go-ahead and lifted the sanctions that allowed them to do exactly that. And by the way, I might just add, Russian natural gas, the way it's produced and shipped even via pipeline to Europe, to other European countries, has a 41% greater greenhouse gas emissions than U.S. natural gas that is liquefied and sent on a ship to the same markets. So bad for national security, bad for the economy, bad for job creation, you know, and bad for the environment. That's the Joe Biden mantra for energy policy and geopolitical policy, more importantly, really.
Monty, are you aware of
Senator
that
going and bringing technology?
But. Right. Is there a specific case you're talking about here? A senator, do you remember doing that?
Yes, it's the opposite senator from North Dakota. And it was on the news, or I wouldn't know about it.
All right, but I guess I don't. I'm not familiar with that circumstance or situation.
But you're talking about Senator Hovind, so we'll check into that for you. I'm not either.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know how much horizontal drilling they do in Russia. I'm just not very familiar with Russia's oil activity. A little bit more familiar with Kazakhstan. Usually, in countries other than Russia, maybe even some in Russia, U.S. companies might be a part of it, and that's entirely possible because U.S. companies obviously are global companies in many cases, or they might even be headquartered somewhere else, but acquired a U.S. company. You do see a lot of that, which, by the way, and maybe this is what Monty's talking about, there is some of that that is very uncomfortable to me. Quite honestly, this is why, I don't know, Scott, you probably remember, but I was at all hours of the night in correspondence with, at the time, the Secretary of Energy, Dan Brouillette, when he was negotiating on behalf of President Trump with the Saudi Crown Prince and his family. And I won't go into all the details because some of it's probably not widely known, but you know, we're trying to get Saudi Arabia to hold back on its imports to the United States because they were just flooding our market. And you recall the ships out in the bays waiting, and they were trying to, they had worked out a deal with Russia actually to increase output, which of course brought down price significantly. And the problem is it also hurt American economy and national security risks. And, when I got a group of CEOs together in the cabinet room, actually, with President Trump, and Larry Kudlow helped me organize that event. We had a couple of independent producers. Kelsey Warren from Energy Transfer Partners was there, as was Harold Hamm. But then a whole bunch of global firms, global companies, big multinational companies. And the difference between the multinationals and our domestic independent producers, Scott, is vast. It's why you see the American Petroleum Institute, API, supporting a carbon tax, and you see independent producers opposing the carbon tax. Because if you're multinational, you'll go wherever it's the cheapest, and you might be vertically integrated. So if you have a refinery pipelines to the refinery and the refinery, you get more of the price. So the geopolitics of energy is very, very significant. But I'm not, again, that's a long answer to his point, but maybe that was part of his point, was you have some companies whose allegiance, may be questionable in some cases.
Virginia and Bismarck for Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Virginia.
Okay, Senator, some of us here got letters from our banks stating about a proposed legislation that would require banks to report to the IRS any amounts withdrawal or income, either in or out of the bank, of $600 or more. And I don't know if that's come to your attention yet, but I certainly think that's an invasion of privacy, and you guys should definitely not pass that. What do you know about it?
Yeah, I know quite a bit about Virginia, and you're right. We should not pass that. And I strongly oppose it and have both written letters, gotten on every piece of legislation that can to oppose it and will oppose it. It's part of the big, the big government socialist takeover that is Joe Biden's agenda. It's what he calls the, the human resource infrastructure plan or whatever the heck he calls it. And the Build Back Better plan, it's just pure socialism from start to finish. And one of the things they want to do, because they're certain, Virginia, they're certain that you're ripping off the federal government through your taxes, that you're really very, very wealthy, but you don't pay enough in taxes because you're so rich. And so the one way they can be sure to monitor you, besides through your tax filings, is if they turn the bank, your bank, every bank and credit union, into an IRS agent and report every transaction of $600 or more. So as my friend Cynthia Lummis from Wyoming says, that means they want to know whether you're buying a couch or a cow. And they can tell then by that, by your behavior, whether you're ripping off the federal government.
You can't make it up. By the way, Nancy Pelosi stood by yesterday, as did Janet Yellen. More after this. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation,
There's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you. For a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first. So you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Senator Kramer, I just heard this morning that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden shared a checking account. So the fact that, Joe didn't know anything about Hunter's business, that can't be true. Anyway, we need a full investigation on that, and we need an impeachment started on Joe Biden. I mean, everything that he's done to try and destroy America, we need to start an impeachment. The Afghans pull out, the harbor situation, the employment, that he's giving all this money to people to be able to stay home. We've got thousands and thousands of jobs out there for people to take. We just need to get them back to work.
Frustration that we hear on every front, every day during not even a full year of the Biden administration. Senator? Not hearing Senator Kramer. There we go. Now I can. Go ahead, guys.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, yeah, no, it is a lot of frustration. It's only been, what, 9-10 months, and his poll numbers are reflective of just the frustration people are feeling and the blame that they place on him, and rightfully so, I might add. With regard to the first point which she brought up was that the president and his son Hunter Biden had a joint checking account or shared a checking account. I think the idea that somehow he didn't know anything that Hunter Biden was doing, that's been debunked multiple times. Now the fact that he can't remember any of it, that's not surprising. But the fact, to say he didn't know anything about it, you just see the evidence of it. So in terms of an investigation, I think there are some investigations going on into Hunter Biden. How rigorous they are, how vigorous they are, how long they'll last, I don't know. With regard to congressional oversight, however, of course, if Republicans had a majority, I think you could be certain there'd be a pretty serious congressional oversight taking place. Republican members of both chambers continue to ask questions about it, but of course there'll never be a hearing as long as Democrats are in control of one or both chambers. With regard to impeachment, which I think was really the heart of her point, and she rattled off a number of things that might be impeachable. I would submit some of them are really, really bad, but maybe aren't impeachable because they're just really stupid policies. Like paying people to not work is a really stupid policy, and unfortunately, it's probably not a high crime or misdemeanor. But I do think there are some things that are worthy of at least an impeachment hearings in the House of Representatives. And I'd begin with the Afghanistan withdrawal. The fact that he's lied to the American people multiple times, saying that it was unanimous, every general, every commander, gave him the advice that he took, and the reality is that I have now participated in multiple hearings in the Armed Services Committee. I have personally questioned 3 4-star generals. You got that? 3 4-star generals, all of whom have very direct knowledge of what was going on the ground and the advice that they gave the President of the United States, and all 3 of them testified that they did not advise him to withdraw from Afghanistan the way he did, but rather advised him to keep, couple thousand or 2,500 troops on the ground. Remember, Donald Trump's negotiation with the Taliban that resulted in his plans for withdrawal created a conditional withdrawal, and they had to meet a number of conditions. I think it was 12 conditions before the United States would withdraw. And while they were not meeting those conditions, President Trump kept moving the date and said, "No, we're not going to leave until you meet the conditions." Joe Biden came in, flushed it all down the toilet. Not only did he not require any conditions, he set a date out loud of September 11th to coincide with, the 20th anniversary of 9/11, so that he could take a victory lap, pat himself on the back, and have this great symbol. The problem is he created the symbol for the terrorists, and they seized on it and seized on his weakness and exploited his weakness, and we saw what happened, this very botched withdrawal, which still has left hundreds, if not thousands of Americans, and certainly thousands of our allies and partners, still trapped, held hostage in Afghanistan by Taliban terrorists.
She mentioned also the ports. We've had other texts and questions about that. Here's one. The situations at our ports is serious and criminal, politically motivated, I believe. I ask myself, what would Reagan or Trump do? Is there anything Congress can do to help with this serious problem?
Well, keep asking the same questions, and use our bully pulpits where we can in our committees and whatnot, of course, and continue to look into it. Whether or not, again, I'm not even sure a president can do a lot about it in terms of, say, just open the port, you have to open the port. But what we could be doing is we could be building up the supply side of our economy instead of just trying to pay people to not work, create, perverse incentives for people to not work, give them lots of money to buy things that they can't get, and further create a glut, if you will, and the choke points at these ports. But this is a massive supply chain problem that's not just it's concentrated at our ports. They're the symbol of it, but it's throughout the entire value chain throughout the world, Scott. It's not an easy fix. But remember, Joe Biden, I just heard Jen Psaki yesterday say, the task force has been working on it for months.
The secret task force. Hey, yeah, we didn't even know it existed. Yeah.
Yeah, right. A secret task force, yeah.
Here's one other quick solution here from a listener. Let's use the National Guard to fill trucker shortages at the ports to solve the import shipping backlog.
Yeah, well, we also need to use those National Guard troops as we are right now from North Dakota and South Dakota down at the border because we have tens of thousands of people feeling entitled right now thanks to Joe Biden.
The entire state of Nebraska has come into the United States illegally under the Biden administration. You can't make it up. Calls we didn't get to, if you want to hang tight, we'll get those to Senator Kramer later as he makes his way across North Dakota. Thank you, Senator. Talk to you next week.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high-quality, cost-competitive products and services, integrity, innovation, too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata Solid.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.